السلام
عليكم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعض الظن إثم، ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا أيحب أن يأكل أحدكم لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه فاتقوا الله أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله. Allah Azza wa Jal, He made the bond between the believers, bond of brotherhood. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. All the believing people, all the believers are brothers. So all the Muslims are brothers. So the natural outcome of this brotherhood is sincerity, that we are sincere for each other. الدين والنصيحة قلنا لمن قال لله ولرسوله ولأئمة المسلمين وعامتهم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said deen is sincere advice. So the Sahaba said, for whom the sincerity? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, sincerity for Allah, for His Messenger, and for the leaders of the Muslims, and for the common Muslims. So, the foundation of our relationship is that we are Muslims, and because of this, we have brotherhood. We are brothers to each other. And this is mentioned in many places. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ. Indeed, all the believing people are brothers. المسلم وأخو المسلم. رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, المسلم وأخو المسلم. Muslim is brother of another Muslim. لا يظلمه ولا يخذله ولا يسلمه. That Muslim does not do any injustice against another Muslim. A Muslim does not betray another Muslim. A Muslim does not hand over another Muslim to the enemies. So this is the foundation of the relationship. And on this, many things are based. Many akhlaq, many manners, many morals are based. So the more we are clear about this, and the more we have this brotherhood, then the easier it becomes to embody the other akhlaq of Islam. And one of the akhlaq of Islam, which is the outcome of this, is sincerity, that we are sincere for each other. لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. One of you will not believe until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. And iman can never be complete, and iman can never be perfect until a person loves for his Muslim brother what he loves for himself. Once an imam told me that the masjid where he was leading the prayers, he was looking for a place where he can stay with his family. There was a house next to the masjid. House, 2-3 floors. So there is a basement, and then you have 1 floor, 2 floor, etc. Naturally, in the basement, you don't have enough light, sufficient light, and you also don't have airflow, fresh airflow. And sometimes, if the basement is not looked after, you will have damp, which can actually cause a problem if it is not treated in the long run. People can have asthma and many other related issues. So the Imam was looking for a place to stay with his family. One of the important members of the masjid recommended the Imam, "Imam, why don't you stay in the basement? Why don't you stay in the basement?" Because nobody wanted to rent that place from the masjid. The property belonged to the masjid, and they were going to rent it to the Imam. They were not going to give it to the Imam for free. But because nobody was renting the basement, they said, "Give it to the Imam. Imam will be happy to stay." So this Imam, he asked a senior Imam, "What do you think? Should I stay in the basement or I should look for another place?" The good thing is that it is next to the masjid, you know, close, easy access. But the disadvantage is that there is no enough light and you have small young children and there is no fresh air and it can easily, you know, get damped, etc. So another alim, he said, "Certainly you can take that basement for your family, but just go and talk to that brother who has advised you. Would you like to move here with your family? If you can move here, I can also move here." Obviously, he is not going to move there with his family. لا يحب أحدكم حتى لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه. One of you will not believe until he loves for his brother what he loves for himself. This sincerity, the more we think about it, the more it becomes serious. And the more we think about it, the more we realize we are nowhere near to the akhlaq of Islam. Alhamdulillah, we are Muslims, no doubt. But akhlaq of Islam is somewhere and we are somewhere else. The characters and the manners of Islam are in a valley and we are in a different valley. The teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are in a world and we are in a totally different world, and we still call ourselves Muslims. When we don't have this belief of brotherhood strengthened in our hearts and minds, and when the sincerity does not develop for each other, then that will create many issues, or that will create many problems. One of the problems that is created because of that is tajassus. Tajassus is to try and find out about other people's private life. Everybody has a public life and a private life. When a person is at home, what is he doing? That is his own business. If a person did not disclose something, did not inform me about something, that is his personal matter. For example, somebody says, "I went on holiday." Okay, mashallah, may Allah, you know, give you barakah. Oh, and sometimes we drag the conversation. "Ah, mashallah, where did you go?" "Actually, I went to Hawaii." "Oh, mashallah, alhamdulillah, how was it?" "Alhamdulillah, it was nice." "Okay, this much is good." Because this is how we have conversation with each other. "Ah, when you went to Hawaii, did you stay in a hotel or did you stay with your family? Do you have any relatives there?" If I say I stay in a hotel, Was it a 3-star hotel? Was it a 5-star hotel? I said 3-star or 5-star. Was breakfast included? That is not my business. That is not anybody's business. But unfortunately, one is because of our less engagement with Akhirah. Akhirah is far, far away. Although we see every day people dying. Every day we hear people dying. Every day, people who are young, people who are old, people who are powerful, people who are weak, people who are healthy and people who are unwell. Every day we see people of all kinds dying. But still we think Akhirah, for me, there is a lot of time. So we don't have, I don't have worry and concern for Akhirah. So I have nothing to do. There is nothing to keep my mind busy. If there is nothing to keep my mind busy, then I busy with myself with other people. Who is doing what? Who is going where? Who is meeting with whom? Allah Allah. Some time ago, a brother told me that there was a, I don't know, an office or a clinic for physiotherapy. So he took his family for physiotherapy sometimes. People need this. But there was somebody's house next to that office. Right? And somebody saw this person parking the car over there. So he assumed that he's visiting this family. And then immediately he called him. You never told me that you were going to go and visit that family. Well, if somebody is going somewhere, that is not my, Allah is not going to ask me who is going where. There are millions of people, billions of people. I cannot keep a record of everybody's movement. I cannot, even the governments cannot keep record of everybody's movement. Allah is not going to ask me who is going where. Allah is not going to ask me who is meeting whom. It is not my business who is meeting whom. If there is a party going somewhere, how many people are invited to that party? Who is invited and who is not invited? If there is, you know, sometimes people have aqiqah, people have walima, people have whatever. Some people are invited and some people are not invited. That's not my business. Who is invited and who is not invited? Who is invited for what reason and who is not invited for what reason? Unfortunately, this is a major sin. Tajassus is a major sin. And in the Quran, there is a clear prohibition. Wala tajassasu. Do not do tajassus. Do not spy on each other. Do not spy on each other. Do not try to find out about each other. If something comes to your knowledge, okay. Something comes to your knowledge, that's it. I should have my own things to keep myself busy. Sometimes people are together. Somebody calls. Sometimes in the mobile phones you have loudspeakers. Or even if the loudspeaker is not on, mashallah, some phones they are very loud. So you can hear everything. If I feel that the person does not want me to hear this conversation, I should not be there. I should not be there. Or I should make the other side clear that I am here. You know, don't talk about anything that is private. For example, I should say, you know, please give my salam as well. Tell that person that I am giving him a salam. So by doing that, he knows that I am there. I am listening to the conversation. So if there is something which he does not want to share with me, he does not have to share with me. I do not have the right to listen to a private conversation. I don't have the right. That's why the ulama say, subhanallah, Allah Azza wa Jalla's understanding. The ulama have written,
if somebody is lying down and people assume that he's sleeping. It happens, for example, you're in Jamaat, staying in the masjid, in Itikaf, or for whatever reason, somebody is lying down somewhere and it looks that he's sleeping, and some other people, they're talking to each other. They might be talking to each other about a matter regarding which they do not want this person to know. And they are just not careful because they thought that this person, you know, he has gone to sleep long time ago. Now he is already in Australia. He is not here. But somehow this person happened to be fully awake. Only the lid is closed, but he is fully awake. Now if he is fully awake, he should make that clear when people are having conversation. Brothers, mashallah, how are you doing? Everything is okay? Are you alright? Mashallah, very nice. You know, something. Say something. Say something so that people know that you are awake. And after knowing this, if they want to talk about something, well, that means they want you to know that. Well, that is okay. But if they assume that this person is sleeping, that is not right. This is a clear prohibition. This is related to many other issues. One of the issues is the issue of not paying attention to our own weaknesses, our own deficiencies, and looking for deficiency in other people, looking for weak points in other people. That person, I know him very well. This person, I know him very well. This person, I know him very well. So I know everybody, I condemn everybody. So nobody is good. I am the only good. Allah, Allah. So Allah created the world for me. Other people don't have the right to live. The truth of the matter is that the deficiency that is in me, or the deficiencies that are in me, the weaknesses that are in me, they look very small. I know myself, I have this problem, I have this problem. But actually my problems are very minor. Alhamdulillah, I'm doing okay. I'm doing well. Other people, that person, you cannot trust him. That person is not reliable. That person, he has this problem. That person, he has this problem. Everybody has big problems. So the deficiencies of other people, they look big. This is the work of Shaitan. Shaitan has a magnifier. What he does, he makes other people's deficiencies bigger. Everybody is a human being. Other than Nabi alayhi salam, nobody is perfect. Kullukum, kullu bani Adam khata, wa khayrul khata'ina tababun. All the children of Adam alayhi salam, they make mistakes. And the best of those who make mistakes are those who make tawbah. All the children of Adam alayhi salam, they make mistakes. So, all the human beings, they have deficiencies. So, if I see deficiency in somebody, I should look at my own deficiencies. And I should assume that it might be that I might have weaknesses which I am not aware of. Because generally, human being, he loves himself. So, because we love ourselves, we praise ourselves, and our own weakness is hidden. Our own deficiency is absent. Our own deficiency is invisible. We are perfect in our own eyes. And because of that, we look at the deficiency of other people. But finding the deficiency of other people and trying to look for the deficiency in other people, this is tajassus. This is haram. This is haram. Trying to find other people's deficiencies is haram. It is haram like drinking alcohol. It is haram like eating pork. It is haram. Trying to find the uyub of other people. Allah Azza wa Jal, He did not give us obligation to go after people. We are not responsible for other people's private life. Governments, they have responsibility to keep people safe. So sometimes governments, they have the right to go after the criminals. But if somebody is going to commit a crime, they have the right to keep an eye on a person, but only as much as needed. When a person is on duty, yes, he has the right to keep an eye on somebody, because this person's next move I have to know so that I can stop the crime before it is committed. But not everybody is on the duty all the time, and not everybody is working for police, for example. So we are not police. We don't have the responsibility and we don't have the right to go after people. Muslim, one of the best qualities of Muslim is that he keeps himself to himself. He minds his own business. Min husn Islam al-mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. It is from the beauty of Islam of a person that he leaves what does not concern him. What does not concern me is not my business. So I should not put myself and I should not put my nose everywhere. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us understanding and tawfiq. صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد والحمد لله رب العالمين.